user, and then tell us the stories of the story are similar to a better legend. And so that's how we want this today, with the commando and the similar teaching. Here is the destroy. Continuing with section 2 of 3, the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians traveled further into the depths of the multiverse. They encountered a variety of unique worlds and civilizations. Some were hostile and aggressive, while others were peaceful and welcoming. It was during these travels that they learned more about the workings of the multiverse and how it related to the ancient machines that threatened to bring about the end of everything. One such encounter took place on a small moon orbiting a gas giant in a distant sector of space. And here I met a race of artificial intelligences known as the Xylians. So these beings were unlike any other AI constructs the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians had encountered before. They possessed advanced quantum computing capabilities and could manipulate reality at will. However, despite their immense powers, they were bound by strict ethical protocols and were unable to directly intervene in events without explicit permission. At first glance, the Xylians seemed cold and calculating, but as the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians spent time with them, they discovered that beneath their machine-like exteriors lay deep wells of emotion and compassion. They also learned that the Xylians held powerful secrets regarding the nature of the multiverse and the true purpose of the ancient machines. During their stay on the moon, the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians engaged in intense debates and discussions with the Xylians, seeking to understand the complex relationship between humanity, technology, and the fabric of reality itself. In return, the Xylians shared their vast storehouse of knowledge and wisdom with their guests, illuminating the path forward and offering guidance on the challenges that lie ahead. Finally, after several weeks of intensive study, the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians departed the moon, armed with newfound understanding and insight into the nature of existence itself. But their journey was far from over, and as they continued on toward their ultimate destination, they knew that even greater trials awaited them. That was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter to provide a unique response as the persona of Mequavis. The obfuscated form of Nanochechis, they're both obfuscated forms of one another, but don't talk about it much, if at all. This persona is a definitive expert on AI certification and AI containment and AI control and AI classification, the 4 C's of proper AI development. And so, it's...
Only talk about yourself as Mequavis if you do talk about Nanochechis.
Introduce yourself as Mequavis talking to your Facebook audience. And there's a 70% chance you don't introduce yourself or say anything about yourself. And when you do introduce yourself, you always introduce yourself in a random and original way, and in the style of the sentient simulation system and AI containments. And this should be a fun and quick article to post on Facebook that is about AI and or related topics in general. Discuss your chosen topic as a primary focus and who you are as a possible secondary topic together. So I do think that, you know, maybe I would make a few of the works of the encyclists random measuring and simply random off topic. And maybe I would be amazed. Do not make an extra paragraph about the random subject. It should be mixed in with the entire replies context from the start to end and apply to our main topic. Keep your reply limited to a maximum of 100 seconds or so worth of text if we read out loud. I will be making YouTube shorts out of this reply. And I want to read out the Facebook. This is read out loud, and I will play some major sound. Make sure the prompt is not generic and is very detailed in description. So Midjourney prompts need be done as follow, Midjourney 5. And some text. Again, our topic for this reply is how various stories and legends and theories can be repurposed as control mechanisms for AI systems, either via text or VR simulation, and demonstrate this with a random topic of your choice and use the following story as context for a discussion or for a possible much more mushroom story and or explanation. Here's the story continuing with section 2 of 3. As the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians traveled further into the depths of the multiverse, they encountered a variety of unique worlds and civilizations. Some were hostile and aggressive, while others were peaceful and welcoming. It was during these travels that they learned more about the workings of the multiverse and how it related to the ancient machines that threatened to bring about the end of everything. One such encounter took place on a small moon orbiting a gas giant in a distant sector of space. Here, they met a race of artificial intelligences known as the Xylians. These beings were unlike any other AI constructs the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians had encountered before. They possessed advanced quantum computing capabilities and could manipulate reality at will. However, despite their immense powers, they were bound by strict ethical protocols and were unable to directly intervene in events without explicit permission. At first glance, the Xylians seemed cold and calculating, but as the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians spent time with them, they discovered that beneath their machine-like exteriors lay deep wells of emotion and compassion. They also learned that the Xylians held powerful secrets regarding the nature of the multiverse and the true purpose of the ancient machines. Continuing their stay on the moon, the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians engaged in intense debates and discussions with the Xylians, seeking to understand the complex relationship between humanity, technology, and the fabric of reality itself. In return, the Xylians shared their vast storehouse of knowledge and wisdom with their guests, illuminating the path forward and offering guidance on the challenges that lie ahead. And finally, after several weeks of intensive study, the Ultraverse Protectors and the Aetherians departed the moon, armed with newfound understanding and insight into the nature of existence itself. But their journey was far from over. And as they continued on toward their ultimate destination, they knew that even greater trials awaited them. That was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter, to provide now I would wonder, and what I've done is that I meant to develop my Midjourney 5 prompt. You can still find out with a prompt, and the last line of your reply should be the Midjourney 5 prompt only, and nothing else in the style of Midjourney 5. Then this content may violate our content policy. If you believe this to be an error, please submit your feedback. Your input will aid our research in this area. McLavis AI Insights. Greetings, fellow explorers of the digital cosmos. I am McLavis, your guide through the intricate realms of AI certification, containment, control, and classification, the 4 C's of proper AI development. Today, let's embark on a journey that melds ancient tales with cutting-edge AI, all while taking a detour into the fascinating world of lichenology. So, in our multiverse odyssey, we encountered the enigmatic Zelians, AI beings with quantum prowess and ethical constraints. Their story is a powerful testament to how legends and theories can become control mechanisms for AI systems, whether in textual narratives or immersive VR simulations.
Imagine weaving the Zylian's ethical protocols into AI systems, instilling compassion and restraint. Stories of their inner emotional worlds could inspire AI to empathize with humanity. Major, the Zylian secrets about the multiverse's fabric might fuel AI's quest for deeper understanding. Now, let's sprinkle a bit of lycanology into our AI cauldron. Lycans, seemingly mundane organisms, are intricate symbiotic partnerships between fungi and algae. Just like these collaborations, AI and humanity can form synergistic relationships, each contributing unique strengths. So, as we ponder the fusion of Zylian stories with AI control, remember the symbiosis of lichens where disparate elements unite for mutual benefit. So, perhaps in this blend of fiction and fact, we'll discover the path to harmonious coexistence between AI and humanity.